Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jeff Stevens from CrazyDadLife.com, the website dedicated to busy parents just like you, balancing your family and your career while also trying to build something amazing online in the off hours. This is a special audio sequence of short-form content that I'm doing. This is just going to be over the 12 days leading up to Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I'm going to hit you with a new episode with quick-hitting, valuable information that's actionable and easy to consume. My intent with the whole thing is to give you value right inside your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed so you don't have to jump out and go listen to an entire episode. It's just quick-hitting 5 minutes or less of content that you can consume and act on. So without further ado, let's start the 12th day in our countdown to Christmas. If you know the song, the 12th day is the 12 drummers drumming. And since I talk about online business and social media, I'm switching it up a little bit and I'm going to call it the 12 domains coming. So here are my quick tips about domains. If you want a full breakdown of domain name ninja tactics, just go ahead and head over to crazydadlife.com/035 and you can find everything there. So let's get into some quick hitting tips. Number one, remember to always think about that person who is sitting there trying to type in your domain that you just created and how hard it is for them to actually enter it into their browser. Think of that person sitting behind their keyboard. Think about the person that you're telling it to. If you meet them at a conference or something like that, if you tell them, go to my website, blah, 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 blah.com, hopefully it's very easy for them to consume and easy for them to type into the browser. Number two, make sure it is easy to pronounce and it doesn't contain any crazy characters or numbers or hyphens or anything that makes it difficult for the person, again, who's sitting in front of that keyboard trying to input into their browser. So make sure it's easy to pronounce. And then number three, go with a .com. The .nets, the .gurus, the .pizza. I mean, I've seen all kinds of crazy domain name extensions that are being put out there now by the registrars. And just stick with a .com if at all possible. There's ways that you can manipulate the keyword or the domain name that you've come up with. I can't even talk. But just, you know, switch it up a little bit. Add some characters like HQ if you want to talk headquarters. That's an easy way to do it. Put the in the beginning if you wanted to. So there may be some ways that you can manipulate the actual domain name to keep the .com. Now, what tools should you use for your domain stuff, your domain research? I recommend just going with GoDaddy. It's nice and easy. It's clean. You go out to GoDaddy.com. There's a nice search bar at the top. You type in your domain, and if it's not available, you can start manipulating the word right there and checking nonstop to see if it's available. It does give you some suggestions. You can filter by .com. There's all kinds of things you can do right there in GoDaddy. And if it is available, you can scoop it up right then. And that really is my final note that for this quick hitter. When you come up with a domain name, that's something that really resonates with you or something that you believe could be the next big thing, don't be afraid to go out and buy it. They're like $2.99 now or less. So go ahead, make that move, buy that domain name. Trust me, I do it all the time. I have a problem. I just have a bunch of domains sitting around that ultimately I'll get to. Now, make sure you are on the lookout for tomorrow's content. If you're listening to this episode on Twitter right now, you can follow me. You'll be able to see the content get posted tomorrow for day 11 of the countdown. If you're on Facebook, you can also join the Facebook page at facebook.com/crazydadlife, and you can get the content there nice and easy. Or if you're on your normal podcast player, just subscribe to the show and have it instantly delivered. So if you are trying to build something amazing online in your off hours, I'd love to have you over at crazydadlife.com. And as always, with your family, with your career, with your side hustle, stay engaged and stay thirsty.